You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, where we feature different individuals in the music industry as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians or authors and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, we are with Linda Riebel, president of Friends of Opera San Jose and author of the book, Irene Dallas, Diva, Empresaria, and Legend. Linda, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Thank you, Eric. It's nice to be speaking with you again.
It certainly is, and I know that we last interviewed you on our sister network, the eHealth Radio Network, sister network to EPN, about your work on sustainable food. How did you get into opera, and is this a new topic for you?
Well, actually, I've always been interested in opera ever since my parents introduced me to it. And then I met my husband about 15 years ago, and I found he was a subscriber to both San Francisco and Opera San Jose. I did not even know San Jose had an opera company. Irene Dallas was the creative genius behind Opera San Jose. She actually was an international opera star who came back to her hometown after retiring from the Met, and she started this company. Brad started taking me to every production, and I was so impressed by the artistic level of excellence that they had achieved. So ever since then, I've attended every Opera San Jose production. And meanwhile, I was publishing my books on food and the environment, and my thriller about stopping the smuggling of endangered species, and wrapping up my career as a psychotherapist.
So what was the inspiration that had you write the book, Irene Dallas, the Diva, Empresaria, and Legend?
Oh, I really couldn't help myself. I was having dinner with Irene one night because she invited Brad and me to dinner to thank Brad for bringing 48 subscribers, which is something of a record. And she started telling me stories about her singing career, how she was a principal artist at the Metropolitan Opera in New York for 20 years, all the lucky breaks she had, and so on. So I asked her, "Miss Dallas, when is your memoir coming out?" And she said, "Oh, who would want to read that?" Which I thought was ridiculous. She had hundreds of fans and people all around the world. She was still getting fan mail. And so I decided I had to do it. So I did. I jumped in and announced that I was her biographer and worked with her for about 6 months on interviews. And so I just talked her into it. You know, she passed away about 6 months ago, December of 2014, and she was 89, 6 months after the book came out. Many people have told me since then how grateful they are that a book about her came out in time to capture her story from her own words. And for her to see at the book launch party people queuing up to get her signature on the book to celebrate her life.
Beautiful touch there, and certainly great timing. Was Irene Dallas really as amazing as everyone said she was?
Absolutely. I interviewed about 50 people for the book, and I can't tell you how many of them said she is one of a kind. She is a force of nature. Remember that after her famous career singing all over America and Europe at the top of the opera world, she started this opera company from scratch. Literally, it was a singing class at the local university. They had no money, no budget, nothing. Now they put on four productions a year in this wonderful restored movie palace in San Jose, and she managed it every step of the way. She was famous as a wizard on the budget, on fundraising, setting up a nonprofit board of trustees. All of this she had to learn from the ground up. She never gave up. And meanwhile, she never stood on a pedestal and talked about her career. Some of the people I interviewed said, well, she could be very strict and demanding. She didn't put up with excuses. But she also was very generous with praise. As the months went on, while we were working on the book, and I met with her every week to gather these stories, I started to get a little nervous, thinking, uh-oh, pretty soon she's going to lower the boom on me. But she never did. She was unfailingly gracious.
Today we are joined by Linda Riebel, president of Friends of Opera San Jose and author of the book, Irene Dallas, Diva Impresaria and Legend, here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Linda, tell us some of the fascinating stories that you learned about Irene Dallas along the way.
Well, she was a great singer of Wagner's opera, and in a town in Germany called Bayreuth, Wagner, 140 years ago, had built his own opera house, which his descendants are still managing. Now, they have a rule there. The audience is not permitted to applaud during the opera, which, of course, is very unusual. But that's their rule, and so they run the show, and nobody applauds during the performance. Well, Irene sang there one time, many times, but the first time she sang there, she was the first American ever to be invited to sing a certain important role. And she was so spectacular that the audience just burst into applause. I've spoken to several people who were there at the time. They burst into applause, broke the rule, and Wieland Wagner, who... Wagner's grandson, was furious that the audience had had the nerve to applaud this singer. And he told his publicity department, this must never be mentioned. But Irene's husband was very clever, and he sent a telegram, to American newspapers. So this news was reported in the New York Times, the LA Times, various newspapers. I saw the articles. It made the news when Irene was applauded in Bayreuth. There is another story. Actually, this other one also takes place in Bayreuth. One of Irene's young fans was a high school graduate just about to enter the convent. She had a calling, and she was going to go into the convent. Her parents, as a gift, gave her the present of flying to Germany to hear Irene Dallas sing, because she had been a fan for so long. This was the most exciting thing she could think of before going into the convent. Well, this was back in 1960 or something, before the internet, and you had to take a chance whether you could get a ticket. So she flies to Germany, and there were no tickets. It was sold out. She sat on the front steps of the opera house waiting for somebody to give in a ticket. Finally, a woman from Scotland saw the sad young girl and gave her a ticket, so she got to see her idol singing in Bayreuth, and then she was invited backstage. And this also made the newspapers. It was a very touching personal story. And let me just tell you one more. Shortly after her 85th birthday, Irene was driving to work. She was still running Opera San Jose, and a van barreled across the rain-slicked freeway and ran into her car. It was a terrible accident, and she almost died, but a young man who was on his way to work stopped and ran over to see how she was. And she didn't realize how badly she was injured. Anyway, he got her out of the car and carried her over to safety. And she looked up at him and said, "Do you go to the opera? I can get you a really good ticket." Well, considering that she was about to spend 6 months in the hospital and almost have her foot amputated, to me, that shows both her incredible resilience and her dedication to her opera company.
Certainly enjoyable to hear these stories about her. What's it like writing about a famous person like Irene Dallas?
Well, I'll tell you, everybody accepts your request for an interview. they remember in complete detail how they met her, what performance they saw her in at the Met, who else was on stage, did she invite them backstage to say hello. For the people who heard her sing, and I still run into them every now and then, they remember her performances, even though she retired from the stage almost 40 years ago. And her protégés from Opera San Jose were very eager to participate in the book. Remember, Opera San Jose is dedicated to furthering the careers of young singers. And so many of these people who are now singing all around the world were so thankful to be able to give something back, and they were eager to be interviewed. And I also did archival research and found newspaper reviews of her performances that were just ecstatic. I mean, they just don't write reviews like that anymore. And this has been my most fulfilling experience as an author. People come up to me at the Opera House with a big smile on their face, and they say how much they loved the book. This has been so gratifying that I'm now at work on a sequel, telling all the stories I couldn't fit into the first one.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm sure the folks who are curious where is the best place they can get the book, Irene Dallas, The Diva, Impresaria, and Legend.
Amazon carries it, barnesandnoble.com, the Opera San Francisco Opera Bookstore, and, of course, at any San Jose performance.
Linda, as a closing thought, you know, most folks, when you think of opera, you think of it being very expensive. Is it expensive to go to the opera?
Not at all. That is such an old myth. You can, if you want to, spend a lot of money and sit in front row center or in the box seats, but the opera companies are very enthusiastic about making it possible for people on a budget or young people to come to the opera, and they make a point of making some seats affordable. If you're just starting out learning about opera, or if you're on a budget, there's another opportunity. The Met, the Metropolitan Opera in New York, has for several years, about 10 times a year on Saturday mornings, broadcast one of their live performances. So for about $25, you can see literally the best opera in the world in your hometown movie theater. So I would say do yourself a favor and discover this wonderful art form.
And I couldn't agree more. Linda, I want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show and sharing a small portion of Irene Dallas's life with us.
My pleasure, Eric.
You've just heard from Linda Riebel, president of Friends of Opera San Jose and author of the book Irene Dallas, Diva, Impresaria, and Legend. And you can visit the website operasj.org for more information on Opera San Jose. And once again, we thank Linda for joining us, and come back anytime.
Thank you, Eric.
Now let's listen to a clip of the late Irene Dallas's work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, and we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.